Hello, everybody. Somebody say something so I can check and see if your audio is working. It's not. It's not working. It's not working. Shut up. It's not working. Hold on. It's not working. Okay, there it's working.
It's natural.
Hello?
Hey, okay, it's working. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So
hello.
Soon into the episode.
And welcome.
At like episode 133, he just completely lost all patience.
Yeah, pretty much. Hi, fair. Welcome to yet another exciting episode of Those Natural Ones. We're back. A week off, and we are back. We have an exciting episode for you, but before we get that, we do have a couple quick announcements, starting with our next in-person, sitting around a real table, rolling real dice, is going to be in 2.5 weeks on the 28th. So, mark it on your calendar, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, because that just happened.
It's true.
Yeah, and we're all still recovering. But 7 p.m. Eastern Time in 2 weeks on the 28th. Make sure you mark that on your calendar. Other than that, tonight's sponsor, yet again, we're still rolling fresh. We're still rolling HelloFresh. Thank you once again, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this episode. Remember, everyone, for every box that you order during the stream, somebody has to pull from the deck of many things, which was chaos last time when we were sitting around the table.
Pretty good for me.
It did work really good for you. Everybody else, not so much, but somehow Arnon fell in shit and came out smelling like roses, as he is wont to do. So that is it for me. Scott, tell him about the things.
Sure, guys, we need your support. Like, seriously, I don't know if you've noticed, this is the age of punching downward, you know. A lot of people are taking it out on the people that are below them. It's usually supposed to punch upwards, but we're punching down. And we really need your support. Try to grow bigger. Help us with the big bullies punching down at us. We've had a joke with Critical Role, you know, like Critical Role did it. And we kind of did some back and forth stuff like, you know, we had the Grundle tractor thing, and then they used Grundle, and I was joking around about it. But they just, I don't know if anybody's watching their new one. The Divergence, they made an NPC, and they made this NPC the sellout, like the one that he named names. And this NPC's name was Marlath. Marlath.
Oh my gosh.
The guy. I mean, if you're going to punch down, at least give us some credit, please.
Damn.
As you know, founded the stream, the Marlath brothers, Marlatt, Nick and me, Scott. And now we got to deal with just a random sellout NPC that's literally one letter off of our name. Come on, guys.
And again, we're not mad at it. You know, if you're watching,
just give us the shout out.
Give us the shout out. Or, you know, guest spot. I can absolutely play wish.com Matthew Mercer in some sort of ad read. Come on.
Like, just, I mean, stop with this passive aggressive, like references that your 2.4 million followers aren't going to get. Make them get it. So maybe some of them find us. Gosh. And those who have found us, please check us out and support us on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/thosenaturalones. It's the best way to support us. There's lots of different levels to choose from. You can get on our Discord at the base level, all the way up with merch and advertising, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of those levels is a weekly shout out to everybody at Meister Hire. So once again, thank you, Les and Flora Marlatt, for continuing to support us in our desperate attempt to block these blows from above. I mean, stop punching down, Critical Role, and everybody watching us, support us against this monster. Patreon.com/thosenaturalones.
We love you, Critical Role.
Yeah, I have.
All right. Thank you.
That should really be you.
I thought that's obvious.
Yeah, I know. Emery, where else?
I'm just shouting to the void. It's all right.
It's fine. But seriously, I mean, guest appearance, whatever. Just say our name. That's all we ask.
If you're going to make us a bad guy, put our stream name in there, too.
When you're not supporting us by donating to our Patreon, which, I mean, if we're going to beat whatever allegations that we're either throwing around or being accused of, you can always support us by tuning in every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. God, is it daylight savings or is that what we discussed?
Yeah, no, it is daylight savings now.
Okay, it's daylight savings now.
It makes no sense.
I'm sure. Sun,
but whatever.
I'm sure. If not, our father will sound off and let us know that we're incredibly.
It's Eastern time. Eastern time.
Yeah, Eastern. That's all we need to know. The 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on YouTube, on Twitch, maybe sometimes on Kick and Trovo eventually one day. TikTok, and also in YouTube Shorts, you can also check us out, like we're live right now. You can also interact with us on Facebook and on Blue Sky, maybe occasionally Threads if we ever get a hit from that. You can also interact with our very own Butch on Butch's blog on Tumblr.
That's me. Tumblr's still around. It exists. There's people on it, like real people. Including me, Butch's blog. Just do a search for Those Natural Ones on Tumblr. Ask Butch questions, and I will answer them. I will give you all the answers to all the questions you ask. Secrets.
And he may occasionally be correct. For any and all of our audio-only podcast listeners, you can continue to find our episodes wherever podcasts are spread out into the universe. And if you have an Amazon Prime subscription, you do, along with your Amazon Prime subscription, have a Twitch Prime subscription that you get one for free every month. Why not choose Those Natural Ones? Do remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the bell for notifications, and make sure you hit all and not personalize so that way you never miss an episode. Tell your friends, sound off in the comments. Any and all engagement helps us out a ton.
Indeed. Thank you, Emery. I think that's it. I think that's everything. It's been a week and a half since our last session. Our last session was live in person, sitting around a real table, rolling real dice. What happened in that live session there, Sam? Bring everybody up to speed so we can start this thing.
Way back when. So we had continued marching into the courtyard of Torchiv with the volcanic structure and remnants of the keep ahead of us. In the middle of the ruined keep, we saw a tan hot guy who, of course, was the Ifrit general. Elric tried to intimidate him to no avail, and Cassil snuck around to support us in the battle. The Ifrit stole the deck from Elric and wished that Elric would dispatch us, which he then tried to do. The tan hot guy transformed into his actual Ifrit form and attacked us alongside Elric. Throughout the battle, even, almost the entire party was forced to draw from the deck at least once, with Butch taking a penalty to saving throws, Gwyn getting an underleveled fighter companion, Lithonia, Ember gaining multiple levels of exhaustion, hopefully they're still alive, and Arnon sprouting wings. We eventually killed the Ifrit after two phases of battle, but Elric was still hellbent on killing us, ignoring any other wishes that came his way. Butch called Hymir, who was able to remove curse on Elric, allowing us to remove the bracers while he was unconscious. Butch brought him back, and without the bracers, he seemed back to his old self. We looted, leveled, and ended the session where it began in the ruins of Torchiv.
Indeed. And that's where we'll pick up. As you all kind of are still reeling slightly from this battle. We will, first off, let me get some music playing here. Here, let's see what this playlist is. This is a new one. I don't think I've played this one yet. Let's go with this. So,
that's a good time to find out.
Exactly. As you all stand reeling from this battle, you hear the war going on around you as the Kanzakarian forces are slowly dispatching the Azers. You feel the ground shake as a fire giant falls. I would like someone to roll me a D100, please.
And we got the HUD up, right?
Yeah.
It's up, okay. But nobody's in it.
I'm in. I have to be.
Oh. Well, hell, I'll roll it if nobody's going to.
Go I'll do it. It.
No, Elric. No.
92. Jesus. Holy. All right.
I hope that's not the number of enemies that just showed up.
I hope it means Top Hum shows up.
Yeah, right. Which would be amazing. Suddenly you hear this buzzing sound. No. With a 92, the battle is going decisively well for your forces. As you look around and you see cannons from the airships blasting through, you look up and you see one fire giant kind of rushing towards this airship, and as it jumps into the air trying to grab a hold of this airship, suddenly the ship turns starboard and just unloads 5-6 cannons directly into the stomach and chest of this giant in midair. You see it momentum. Hey, Scott, your keyboard is clacking through. You see the momentum instantly stopped as this giant is pushed backwards and collapses, a small earthquake rumbling around you as this large being slams into the molten earth below. You start hearing the yells and the war chants of these Genazis as they start running through this. Looking up, it's almost this poetic sight of these kind of dark-skinned fire Genazis with their black hair and black robes and ashen armor as they are like they're the enemies you're facing, also almost not affected by this heat, running across this lava and striking down these Azers in their own environment as well. You look around and it's almost calm as the forces are being dispatched almost systematically around Torchiv.
Elric is currently just resting inside the hut.
I didn't write down how many hit points I had.
Elric's inside the hut. What are the rest of you all doing?
Do we have time for a long rest? Because I could go for one of those.
Well, long rest is actually like an 8-hour night's sleep.
I'll take a short rest in the hut with everybody. I think I had like 60 something, so I'll just put 60.
I think Butch is honestly sleeping after that shock to his system after all the adrenaline's worn off. I mean, he's got -2 penalty to all his saves, like ugh.
Orpheus is definitely taking a short rest with his 19 health and his wooden skin.
So as you all, are you all just going?
He always smell like a campfire now.
Are you all just getting into the hut and taking a short rest then?
Yeah, I mean, Hymir already came by.
He did, right? Yes. He came by. He did remove curse on the bracers.
Yeah.
You see a few soldiers almost, with Hymir and a few other druids, as well as Hymir's own personal force of the Crimson Raven, the little frog guy, the lizard, all of them kind of making this perimeter around you all, looking as you all looked burnt and bruised and beaten. They all just kind of surround you. Hymir kind of looks to all of you and is like, it's fine. Take your rest. Recuperate a little bit. We will stand watch.
Sounds good, because I got, like, no spell slots.
Well, we can't get those back, though, for a short rest.
No, you would need to do a long rest to get your spell slots back.
I think they're...
I get them back.
Cleric feature.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you get them back.
You get them back, because you're basically a warlock.
Yep.
I'm going to use my arcane recovery to get a couple slots back.
Sounds good. The little jump to the bottom button doesn't work. All right. So the battle continues to rage throughout the hour that you all rest. However, further into this hour, you start noticing that the sounds are starting to dissipate. Longer pauses between cannon blast and gunshot, between arcane explosion and the sound of metal on metal subsides as the battle seems to be coming to a close.
Has the sound of war begins to recede, I will reach into my pack and pull out that damned book.
Okay. You pull out the book.
And I pull out the book.
You're in the hut, right?
Yes.
So you feel Butch watching you. He's just watching.
You bet that hut doesn't have some privacy for you and your book.
I ignore that and open the book. I'm assuming those first few pages are still complete arcane nonsense.
They are. Oh my god, my freaking shit's buffering like crazy already. Yes, the first few pages are still indecipherable.
For the very obvious lack of any place to look for.
Okay. I guess you would have a slot because you are currently not attuned to the bracers.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. As you're doing that, I know this goes down to player decision, but Butch will attempt to persuade you that this is a terrible idea. My friend, I don't think that's wise. Given its source, could it not potentially endanger your soul forever?
Yeah, but there might be spells in there.
We'll be lucky if any of us gets out of this war clean, Butch.
I rolled a 32 for the folks at home.
Gwen's just looking at her hands like,
eh. Be careful.
So, you're attuning to the book?
Yes.
I don't like that tone.
So as you attune to the book itself, it does take your long rest to attune to the book. So let me ask you this question. Actually, no, you wouldn't be able to copy your spellbook over in 1 hour. So,
if I were to do anything, it would be taking spells out of that book into my regular spell book, if I could.
Gotcha.
What, you don't want to put your precious magic in the evil tongue book?
Absolutely not.
For those at home, hold on 1 second. Give me a second. Dad,
hey, Gwen, are you in the hut? Gwen, are you in the hut?
I am.
I'm
listening. I'm watching Elric with
Butch. I'm going to say to Gwen, let's just keep an eye on him, but not realizing that I said it in your head.
Oh, God, you can do that now.
I guess it wouldn't have sounded. Oh, wait, I felt it in my head.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I?
Yes.
Just going to look at Arnon.
Like, I think it to her and don't realize that it actually, like, I didn't just say it.
And I'm going to use telepathy back at Arnon and just be like, what's this now? I agree. We got this?
Mm-hmm.
It's just Gwen gesturing as she's using telepathy on Arnon.
But I could do the thing now, too?
Can you do the thing now, too?
It looks like I could do the thing now.
You do it on purpose.
Number looking on thinks that it looks like Gwen is picking up on Arnon.
Wait, I'm going to look at Butch. Yeah. I'm going to think at Butch. Are you watching Elric?
As Butch is one not terribly familiar with telepathy, does it feel different?
Oh, Gwen has spoken into your head many times.
I mean, you would
know, yes, but not from Arnon.
I mean,
so
yeah.
I should rephrase that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So at first, it almost seems like it's just like, oh, Arnon's talking. And then you go to like look towards him and it hits you that. You didn't hear it.
Like Gwen talked.
And you didn't hear anything. Like with your ears, just the thought appeared in your head.
Like Gwen does.
Yeah.
I'd like to roll to check for tentacles.
All right. Elric, the reason why I ask is because of the property of the book itself using it as an arcane phonus and holding the tomb, you can use a bonus action to cast a spell you have written in this tomb without expending a spell slot or verbal or semantic components.
I realize that would be a benefit.
That's why I was asking. Yeah. But in all reality, you wouldn't be able to attune and copy your spellbook into it. You would probably have to take the course of like a long rest, like the amount of time to copy your spellbook over. Yeah, so as of right now, you are just attuning to the book. So I would like you, first off, I'm going to make you have you do a couple rolls for me.
Okay.
First things first, I want you to roll a D4 minus. No, I'm sorry. Hold on one second. Just do a D4. Roll a D4.
Just a D4?
Just a D4. One.
That's a one.
All right. Second, I need you to roll a D4 minus one.
D4 minus one.
Is that another one? So a zero?
So a zero.
That's fine. Minimum of one. All right.
Okay.
And just for the sake of this, do it one more time for me. Another D4, just straight D4 roll.
Okay.
That's a four. All right. Fantastic. All right, as you attune to this, as you attune to this, the first few pages continue to be just nonsense. However, as the attunement takes and you feel this connection to this device, this book, you start seeing things emerge further into the book, writings emerging. You notice it's still fuzzy at first, and you notice the almost like you're looking at it without glasses. You have bad vision and you're looking at something without your glasses on. Like, it's just out of focus. It's there, but it's not quite solidified yet. You notice multiple pages from the way these things are written, the formatting, and you can tell that these look like spells. These look like the same kind of word cadence and stylization as what you've copied from spell scrolls in the past, but you can't quite make them out yet. As you're flipping through these pages, looking at these items, suddenly you flip to a page and in a very Tom Riddle, Harry Potter style, suddenly words clear as day start appearing on the page in front of you. You see a message come through. Finally, someone who might be worthy of my gifts.
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
You have made a bold choice by choosing this tome. What is it you seek? Power? Wealth? Knowledge? What brought you to this tome?
The search for power, wealth, and knowledge.
Are you speaking this or are you writing it?
Scribing this, like if it's appearing on the book, I'm like matching what's happening with my own words, like scrawling my answers into it.
And as you do, the writing fades. As you read the message, the writing faded. And then as you wrote the message, that writing faded.
I can provide you knowledge.
I can provide you power. Arcane knowledge hidden to most, available at your fingertips.
I write down, at what cost?
There is something I would ask of you. There are items that belong to me. Items that are in the possession of someone you know. I thought they would be a dutiful servant, but I believe these items would be more impactful in your hands. If you retrieve these items, I can grant you knowledge. Any arcane knowledge you could possibly want.
And as it says that, the bottom of the page starts materializing. Just out of focus, but enough for you to read. You see the word wish, and you start seeing the components to perform the wish spell. And it appears for a split second before disappearing.
Can we see all this happening? The hut's not huge.
You can see him writing and reading in this book.
Can I look over his shoulder?
You can make a perception check.
Well, I'd love to.
Go for
it. That's my shit now. How about a 12 for a 30?
With a 30, you are absolutely positive that he is writing nothing on a blank page.
Awesome.
And I don't see anything showing up.
You see no words appearing, and you see no ink coming out of his quill.
Can I tap him on the shoulder?
Yeah, you can tap him. What you doing?
Elric, what you doing there, bud?
I closed the book.
Hey, we got 4 YouTube subs already in the streams.
Are you serious? Holy shit.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are past pre-purge numbers.
Hell yeah.
The vicious purge of Christmas 24.
Yeah. Thanks. thanks for all those bots that got taken down. We appreciate that, YouTube. Absolutely. It just sucked at the time. All right. So.
Oh, there's another one.
Hey.
That's fine.
Hey. Fantastic. Let's go.
All right. So.
Numbers up.
I'm poking Elric on the shoulder and I'm saying, what you doing there, bud? Will not working?
The second she pokes me on the shoulder, I close the book.
You don't want to share with the class what you're. Got going on there?
Certainly. But none of you are going to like it.
I mean, try me.
I like books.
Elric, what's your alignment?
Now or before he opened the
book? You mean what was his alignment?
Yes, what...
my alignment last I checked was... chaotic good.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you. Continue.
Even after the fail.
Continue.
My alignment was tested.
As was your vocabulary.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
You want us to leave you alone. You just have to say it.
Oh my God.
His alignment
now. Always my alignment is tested.
This book contains the potential to possibly learn something as powerful as the wish spell.
I thought that was never like a... I just learned it. Look at this cool trick. Like, it seems like a... You're gonna have to give, maybe?
Hey, was that... That was from your dad's, right?
It was, yes.
I said that to him.
Oh.
There's one catch. And that's assuming that this book lives up to its end of the bargain anyway.
You gotta make out with it?
I don't like bargain books.
He already has made out with it.
I mean, he's got a tongue.
Oh my god. It wants the eye and the hand of Vecna.
Hmm.
I thought those were big no-nos we needed to avoid.
As Gwen is saying this, you hear a click, click behind you as the newly attuned rod of Lordly Bonk extends 50 feet out of the tent, out of the hut, and into the fire plane. Whoa!
it's a long rod.
This is weird.
Fishing rod?
Is that in Foundry?
It's in Foundry, but it doesn't have a stat block, so I'm going to have to like change the weapons every time I use it.
Yeah, I can work on configuring that.
as Orpheus pushes another button and a compass appears in his hand.
Oh, see, now it will really do cool things.
Oh, something useful. That's cool.
How does that even... You know what?
I can't believe it gets that small.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Presses another button.
Every single time.
I was in the pool!
Flame tongue, long sword, flies out of the compass.
You know, in turtle culture... never mind.
The sight of the fire, Orpheus drops the sword, fearing for his new wooden skin.
Everything all right, Orpheus?
I don't know. This one, guys.
Please feel free to send your fan art of Orpheus's lordly rod to Emery.
No. You stop that.
What are you doing with the tongue book, Emery? Or Elric?
The fuck is Emery?
You don't know where the character ends and the player begins.
Dude, same.
Apparently at that tongue.
Yeah, I swear to God. Orpheus, I have good news and bad news.
Good news, everybody.
That's two character, no, one character away. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Orpheus, did you catch any of what I just told everyone else?
Sorry, no, I was attuning to the rod. He pushes another button, it becomes a battle axe. Cool. This is more my style.
Wonderful. This book there's the possibility, however slim, that I could gain the ability to cast Wish.
Is that good?
So the bad news
is that you could gain the ability to cast Wish.
There's more bad news than that. It would take me collecting both the eye and the hand of Vecna.
And throwing them into lava.
It's out of the question, Elric.
We're probably going to come up against them.
Is it like collecting them and putting them in the bag of holding, or do you have to put them in you?
Do you not remember what happened the last time someone retrieved those items? They couldn't control themselves.
I'm very aware.
Doesn't that person currently have them still?
Wait. So the book has communicated to you desires. Is that what you're saying? Which means it has a connection to Vecna, which means our Rhett's mom's daughter.
Yeah, Rhett's mom's daughter.
May also be interested in that book, which means we could potentially draw her to us. Right?
We never
draw her in the book?
No, I'm not an artist. Pull her to us.
Did we ever establish what happened to the bracers? Like Hymir.
They somebody put them in the bag of holding.
Is that all it can do is just the wish spell, or does it have other offers?
That's the only offer it made.
Is it just tempting you with what it thinks you want?
What would it want for the fly spell?
The thing
what?
With...
He's a wizard.
I'm worried about this.
The thing with the wish spell is that with that spell, you could essentially cast any spell you want or potentially, if you're very, very fortunate, bend reality to your will.
And that's great, but if you have to become a vessel of Vecna, that's very bad because you're the smartest elf in the room.
So it seems kind of sus that it's picking out the one spell you've been looking for months.
Hey, we're a mere set of hours away from you turning on us and weaponizing your spells against us. Now you're going to empower yourself with the will of Vecna and risk turning against us again.
I understand why you would have some trepidation about this possibility. That said, this isn't my first option. This would be an absolute last resort.
So can you unattune from it for now?
Above board, didn't you say that it could give clues to where his father was?
I never said that.
Did it say something about his previous master? Its previous master?
No, it was talking about the current owner of the items.
Oh, okay. Misunderstood.
I just don't think it's worth the risk, Elric. I'd rather deal with the Sun Sword than this.
Oh, that guy's a dick.
I don't want to use it, but if we are confronted with especially desperate times, it would be selfish to keep that off the table.
Isn't that what Rhett did?
Elric, at this point, you feel
a draw pulling you back to that book. You can assume that perhaps something's been written in that book again.
Don't tell anybody about what I said. No.
I'm going to open the book.
You open a book. You open the book, and it says, "As a gesture of my power and good faith, here are a few samples of the power I can bestow." Go ahead. Hold on. It says. Okay. Yes, like it says samples. That. Go ahead and roll me a D100.
It's a fucking Costco tongue book.
That's exact. I was like, this is a motherfucking Costco.
Costco tongue book.
Welcome to Costco. We love you.
Big money, no whammy.
While he's doing this, can I quickly turn to Arnon and go... Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind?
So you're
saying that aloud or in your head?
In my head.
With a seven, you see. With a seven, you look down, and you flip the next page, and there's a spell written, fully visible. One of the previously like blurred out spells becomes fully visible. The spell Animal Shapes.
Got another sub. Thank you, guys.
Hey, let's go.
Roll me another D100.
Animal Shapes. Is that like Dino Nuggies?
Yes.
Cool.
I mean, it can with the right attitude.
Animal Shapes, you would know, is an 8th level spell. The next page, right next to Animal Shapes, there's another spell that's listed. Imprisonment, which you would know as a 9th level spell. And these spells are fully formed, fully legible.
I write in response. Your price. Completely distrusting this book right now.
This is just a taste. If you would like, I can give you a few more.
It's free.
Says the tongue book.
If you would like, if you would like, I could give you a few more now for just 1 slight adjustment you will probably won't even notice. But if you return the items, you will have access to the entirety of all arcane knowledge at your fingertips.
Remember, I rolled a 32.
What's Ulrich's face doing right now?
Make an insight check.
That's a nat one for a 13.
Poker face. Anyway,
No.
Your mom is very mean.
So
I still love her, but your mom is mean, Nick.
Why? What did she do?
She ordered.
Yes.
She ordered.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Love it.
Fuck.
That just happened.
Thank
Man, I
you,
hope
Mom
I get something
Lad.
Better than minus two on my stats.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. So you
okay? I cannot make this decision due to my analysis paralysis. So I'm going to say on a one, I agree to it. On a two, I close this book.
What about a three, four, five, or six?
On a one, you agree to it?
Those are all close the book, right?
He agrees to it.
I agree to this thing that I won't even notice, apparently.
All right, so as your alignment switches to chaotic evil, you receive...
God damn it.
Three more spells... pop into existence. Roll me a...
Chaotic evil?
Yeah. Roll me
a... currently has the bag of holding?
Roll me a D100 three times.
There's two of them. I have one.
Who's got the one that has the evil amulet in it?
Oh my god, you got a 100. All right.
Oh no.
Well, no, these are what spells? This is on the random spell. Yeah. So that would be Tsunami...
That means he wakes up and dies.
77 would be
77.
Mind blank.
Keep him coming, guys. We got another sub.
Hell yeah.
Hey, let's go.
Of course. Yeah.
One more D100 is a 98.
I thought I was edgy going from
all right.
To
new. You're going to have to roll one more time because 98 is Tsunami again. So go ahead and roll one more time. Okay.
Mom, Lat, and Dad Lat are also switching alignment with their HelloFresh orders.
75.
75 is Mighty Fortress. 75.
Is it the same as...
Oh, that sounds familiar.
It is not the same as Magnificent Mansion. It's Mighty Fortress. Which is slightly better than...
Did we not...
And no, it's not the same as the little... Well, it's similar to the Instant Fortress, but not quite.
Okay.
So it's not a Mighty Morphin Fortress?
No. Mm-hmm. What was the...
It's got to morph a little bit.
Come on, guys, one more. Get us up to 1,300. That'd be awesome.
Come on. Yeah, if you could just DM me that list, because I'd...
Yeah. I will.
Forgot the first two already.
Yeah.
Tsunami and something else.
Mighty Fortress.
Mind blank.
Mighty Fortress. Things are pretty bad when I remember things.
All right. So.
Oh, no, we're buffering again. Oh, we're back. YouTube's buffering like crazy. Twitch seems to be doing... Oh, I said that too soon.
Oh.
Twitch is buffering too. We're both buffering.
All right. So. What are you doing now?
So, I... Keeping that book open. I take out my normal spell book. Let's see. I know this is going to take some time, but this is a very rare occasion. I'm going to need a little while to scroll these down. And then
Elric, what did you do?
As you
right, like, did you narrate any of this? Because we can't see your page.
He's just sitting there like this.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's time for Butch to roll insight.
Yeah, go for it.
I have to write in my book now.
His mannerisms have shifted.
He just said that he needed to make a deal to get the wish spell, and now he's writing down spells. I think we could tell he did something.
All right. While you guys are doing that, and we have a 3.
Oh.
Glenn.
Okay. Glenn's turn.
Oh, okay.
Did you do one last week?
I did. I got Theodonia. That's what it is. Theodonia.
Oh, right. They're little
who's still, yeah, who's still just
hanging out.
Did you let her in the hut, or is she just outside the hut? Like,
oh, she's in the hut.
She'd be in the hut.
I'm not going to do that. She would absolutely be in the hut.
She's making pizza.
I swear to fuck, if this is, I'm going to, I'll stop.
Believe in the heart of the cards, Glenn.
So, Gwen, how does Gwen go about pulling a card?
Oh, we're over 1300, guys. We're actually 1301.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Remember, anybody who wants to sub, hey, we just got something else too.
Keep on
Dragon coming. King, 999. Thanks for the sub.
So the deck is currently, we'll say it is sitting, it has reappeared after the battle with the Efreet, and it is currently sitting in the middle of the hut.
Slapsies.
Like, is it just, it's just in the middle of the hut?
Yeah, it's just sitting, like, on a table in the middle of the hut.
I think...
I'm a turtle, not a table.
Feeling really stressed out by what Elric is doing and seeing what's come out of the deck, I think I'm just going to walk over and just pick up the top card.
You want the very top card? Or do you just, or are you just saying that and you want to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, I would like to. Okay. I would love for you to fan Fantastic. It, and I'll tell you when.
All right.
But
thematically, it's the top.
Thematically, Gwen okay.
just
Got
pulls
it.
The top card off.
All right.
The deck.
Tell me when.
When?
Right there?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Help.
This seems very fitting. I don't know what it does yet, but thematically, it seems on brand. So,
oh God, please tell me I just get card. More bones in my body. I get someone else's bones. I get a skeleton.
You are now dead.
Phrasing.
You are now a gelatinous cube.
You got the faux crew of sale, but
gelatinous do not go. Do not collect 200 gold. Go straight to the bone
ghost,
zone.
Make me
You're
ghost,
probably
make
not a statue or a tree. Zone.
Yeah, no. That's true.
Oh, Jellicwen. Jellicwen.
This doesn't really do much for you, but it's kind of funny. So
I'm into that.
You pull this card that has a plant creature on it. And as the plant card, you gain the ability to cast Speak with Plants without using a spell slot. You must finish a long rest before you can cast it this way again. If you have spell slots of third level or higher, you can cast this spell using them. Use your intelligence, wisdom, or charisma as the spellcasting ability modifier.
So once a day I can speak with plants.
Yes.
Or you use your slots without preparing it. So you can always have it prepared, so
yes.
That's good.
You always have speak with plants prepared.
So you can speak common with Orpheus, you can telepathically talk to Orpheus, or you can speak plant to him.
Oh, yeah,
Does
you can
count?
Talk to Orpheus now.
We have all...
I have so all I need is a sending stone to Orpheus, and he'll never get rid of Gwen.
Oh, my God.
Orpheus. I'm assuming mushrooms count as plants.
Theoretically, yes,
In
they do.
D&D.
Yeah,
Please,
yeah.
for the purposes of this, allow them, even though technically they aren't.
Yes.
They are not.
For the sake
Hooray.
Of this, yet.
Hey, we haven't seen your little guy in a long time.
That's what she said?
What was his name?
Bo.
Bo.
Mm-hmm. Because he looks like a little bolete mushroom.
So.
Hey,
Is there anything else you all are doing right now?
I guess we're still amidst the Elric, what did you do conversation.
Yes.
I only got a 16 on my inside.
I don't think anybody noticed what I did.
No, we're focused on Elric.
No. I am. Everybody's focused on Elric. They don't notice that you.
Which would have noticed?
Can I, if nobody noticed, can I pick up the deck and put it in the bag of holding?
Sure.
Then I do that.
Dad said, what a letdown. They're open for chaos.
I know, right?
Hey. Yeah, somebody else can get it and see what happens.
Somebody else needs to order from HelloFresh using our coupon code in the description below. And
or do or let us know.
Because we want to live. We want to live. I'm a real boy.
Order from HelloFresh using our discount code. I heard you wouldn't.
Chaotically evil Elric says.
Suddenly the Abyss seems real nice to you, Elric. So.
No, sir.
It is like the natural order of things. All return to the
Feywild.
Alright. Does Elric answer Orpheus?
Orpheus, are you saying something?
What did you do? You just told us that it wanted something in return for that wish spell, and now you're writing down spells from it. What did you do? What did you agree to?
I did what I had to do in order to shore up power for the fight ahead.
Dun, Orpheus, dun, dun, dun,
Orpheus
dun,
steps forward dun, and tries to grab the book.
How do I learn this power?
Orpheus,
you try to grab the book?
I try to grab the book.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know damn well you used up all your spell slots.
Not all of them.
He just recovered a couple on the short rest.
Yeah, he did.
Bring it.
Oh, it's already been brought in.
As you do that, I absentmindedly cast.
You cast what? You cut out?
Shield.
Oh.
And then I go right back to writing.
So, point of order, are you writing in your spell book or are you writing in the tongue book?
I'm writing in my personal spell book.
Okay,
that's fair.
Well, if you're writing, I assume you have to have the book in one and the pen in the other, which means you're not holding the tongue book, so your shield is pointless.
Got him.
Do you want to do this right now, Orpheus?
I've already grabbed the book. Are you doing anything to stop me, or am I just taking it?
Do you want me to do something to stop you?
At that point, Butch stands up and stands
Orpheus,
next to his
Orpheus already has the book, then.
I'm gonna speak in Butch's mind and ask him if he has any popcorn.
No, Butch says to Arden, mysteriously.
Orpheus, how important is winning this war to you?
What's the point of winning a war if we only bring about the return of Vecna? We don't know what that would bring to this world, to this plane. Might be an even bigger threat than Tantivalus himself.
It would.
I don't think I need a lecture from you in terms of possibly condemning what might be left of me at the end of this.
What the fuck
all
are you guys talking?
All things considered.
About?
Is it that
isn't that damned? Damned.
He didn't have popcorn, so I'm just munching hard candy.
As I stated before, if I have to bear the entire burden, I will bear the entire burden. But those devices don't condemn us all to a future of being destroyed, humiliated, tortured by a necrotic wizard from the distant past.
All of us put our bodies, our minds, our lives on the line so that others don't have.
You're putting all of existence on the line.
It's almost as though you didn't think that I'd considered that if I were to go down that route, that I hadn't hoped, if it came to that, that at least for that split second, that moment after using it for its intended purpose, that I wouldn't have hoped, against all hope, that all of you would have done exactly what you did to me an hour.
Alric, we're all very tired. And you're doing things that are mysterious and they're worrying everyone. How about after you've finished copying your, I'm assuming you're copying spells. Yes. Would you be willing to unattune to the damned thing and let us put it in the bag of holding?
Now that is a reasonable request.
Above board, do we know, like, has it been established whose tongue is on the book, or no. Is it just like a magical conjuration? It's not the tongue of Vecna. He's not gonna like put it in his mouth or
no, it's just the
tongue of Vecna.
Well,
that's a homebrew homebrew item.
No, it's just a it's just a desiccated old tongue nailed to this
the tongue book. Of Marlath.
Probably cast
according to Henry, it's a Murloc tongue.
Murloc tongue.
We don't know whose tongue it is.
Oh, it could be your dad.
He was
doing making out with your dad's tongue.
Yeah, but he could regenerate it or something.
Elric, you still haven't answered my question. What is the cost that you are paying for these spells?
The first hit was free, Orpheus.
About $350.
As you guys are saying this, I would say probably Gwyn, because you have the highest passive perception. Out of the corner of your eye, you do notice Calliope and a few others like starting to approach this central area where you guys are at. But you guys are all in the hut, so.
Guys, we
go out and talk to the general.
We've got company incoming. Friendly company incoming if we want to maybe table this for another time, Elric. Maybe stop now before you have to explain yourself more.
I'm going to reach for the book.
Which will put himself between.
Let's give him his book back.
Oh, yeah, the book thief himself says, give the book back.
Book thief, what are you talking about?
Thank you, Arnon. Orpheus, if you please.
Orpheus very hesitantly gives it back.
I then take that book and put it into my pack.
Fantastic.
Tabled for now.
It's still attuned?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have to take an hour to unattune it, right?
Correct, yes.
We could use the lordly rod to give him a short rest.
Oh, there's no rest involved with the 50-foot climbing pole.
You look out and you see Calliope and Hymir discussing off in the corner. I say corner. You're in the middle of a fucking courtyard. A little ways off from where you're at.
Can I blow on the side of the hut and then write high in the steam to him?
No.
No.
It's temperature controlled.
I don't know. I can do that in a car. And that's temperature controlled too.
Fair.
The hut is opaque to them.
Yeah.
Well, you could go do it on the outside.
Okay. I'm not going to.
Let's go over to the general and Hymir.
Harnan, when did you get telepathetic abilities?
I've been telepathetic for a while.
You walk out there and apparently Hymir is playing the didgeridoo.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. Do you hear that?
Down, Hymir.
Do you hear the music that's playing?
Yeah, it's played before. I pointed it out before.
All right, let's...
like 20 episodes ago.
All right. No. So, yeah, you walk out of the hut and you walk over and you hear Calliope. You see Calliope and Rain, Hymir, the Crimson Raven, the little frog dude, the lizard wizard, and a few others. A few of the Ifrit, or not, I'm sorry, a few of the Genazi standing around discussing a few things. As you walk up, you hear Calliope is like, yes, well, we just found out about this a few minutes ago. So, I mean, we're going to have to figure out exactly what we're doing. We're going to have to figure out a new strategy, a new plan of attack. Arlen, Orpheus, Elric, Butch, Ember, Gwyn, you're alive. You survived. You look like shit, but...
How does the sky look?
The same.
The rift still there?
Yeah, it is.
Hymir, it doesn't look any different.
Hymir looks and he's like, no, we're getting reports from all across the continent. It seems like it's this way pretty much everywhere and it's only growing. Our best bet at this point.
What do we came here to stop it.
I realize that, and our best bet at this point is Tivlis's. Started his final rituals to converge the planes. This may have to be stopped at the source.
Have they taken notice of the new wings and the new hardened skin?
Oh, I flew over Hymir when he came over the first time.
Calliope kind of...
I did a sup.
Yeah, Calliope kind of glances over at you, Orpheus, and is like, you look like shit.
I feel like shit.
I really hope this isn't a permanent...
It smells like...
It looks like wood.
Is this a permanent adjustment here, or is this some sort of, like, spell that... Elric, did you cast this on him?
No, but I know of a spell that might be able to do something about it.
It's more like a Gwyn spell, I think.
Let's not, Elric.
I'm glad you all are here. I would like to first off congratulate you on defeating the Ifrit, but however, our time is very limited. We just received word Tivlis has pulled back all of his forces to surround Rakriot. Seems like he is holding up to finish whatever godforsaken event is going on right now. So, it looks like he has fortified himself inside of Rakriot to complete this ritual. So, we have that to deal with now. So I'm not in. We have to come up with a new game plan here.
Did we lose Rakriot at some point in time?
Yes.
What's our last bastion at one point?
No, Rockriel was never your bastion. Your bastion was the Grundle Tractor estate outside of Rockriel. Rockriel, if
Grundle Tractor Farms.
When you came back from the Feywild and the 3 years had passed when you came back from the Feywild, Tativlus's forces had encircled Rockriel. They had taken the entirety of Kantakaria and but kind of stopped short at Rockriel, kind of creating Rockriel almost as a prison itself for Kantakarians. And at some point while you guys were out here, they just Tativlus went in and basically took it over. But when you guys were stationed, when you came back, the forces were hiding underneath Rhett's family estate. And they had mentioned
this was outside of Rockriel.
Yes, right? It was. It's outside of Rockriel.
Okay.
But they had mentioned that basically surrounded it and then stopped for some reason.
So does that mean the demon lord's in Rockriel now?
Are you saying that out loud or are you asking the DM?
Yeah. I just can't remember the demon lord's name. I knew it.
Bilal? No, Bilal was...
No,
the Ifrit.
Yeah, the Ifrit was Bilal. Solrath.
The Bilal?
The Bilal.
He's the Bilal.
Solrath, yeah. Yes.
Solrath. I got it yes, on here.
The, yes, it was... It appears as though all of his forces have been pulled back to Rakhrealt. To kind of hole up to finish and fortify to finish this whatever this ritual is that he's performing to converge the flames finally.
Is this still in our mission, our best directive to take out his lieutenants still?
At this point, the lieutenants have probably been pulled back to help with the fortification, so I don't know the time frame for whatever is happening here. We're getting reports from all over the continent that these cracks are appearing and they're growing larger, all centered from Rakhriel, from whatever is happening over Rakhriel. Different planes converging through. We have one crack where it almost looks like a perpetual waterfall. We have one crack filled, there were demons and just pouring out. Another one that seems to have come from the Nine Hells. One that seems to come from the Feywild, so on and so forth. It looks like all of the planes are finally converging. But the center mass of these is present over Rakhriel.
Well, let's go take care of it.
What I mean is, would it behoove us to scout or scry or whatever the lieutenant's locations within Rakhriel and try to take them out or to head straight for the big guy?
Our main objective at this point has to be to stop this, whatever is causing this. If these generals get in your way, eliminate them. However, time is not on our side anymore. We are...
No.
Perhaps we need to consult the divine. Try to identify what specifically is causing this convergence.
The divine have been our greatest...
So at least we know what to target.
The divine have been our greatest allies so forth and our best source of information, to be completely honest. So this may be a smart play, Orpheus.
General, where is our front now? Between here and Rakhriel?
You're standing on it. This was our front.
Okay.
This was our latest achievement, was taking Torchiv. At this point, like I said, we have received word that most of Tativlus' forces have been pulling back to Rakhriel and fortifying that area and that location.
Did anybody march west from wherever Elric's dad was? I can't remember it.
Kali. Well, yeah, west
did
of
anybody march west from Kali?
We did not see anyone, but we took out the majority of the forces in Kali. There were some that that fled into the wilderness, but no substantial numbers that we saw.
Do we know how, like, the dwarves are doing?
The dwarves, last we heard, they were seeing less and less resistance the further west that they pushed. They're taking the northern borders back for us.
I mean, I'm all for going to Rockreel because it sounds like that's what the DM wants us to do here, but I might need a rest.
I mean, clearly you will have to take a rest. I mean, there's not anything you can do in your current conditions. You all look like shit. So,
can we get out of a volcano first?
Looks aren't what's important. It's what's inside that counts.
You can. There are multiple options that you have. You can either stay here and in one of the magical fortifications that you have at your disposal. You can leave the town, walk away from or try and get as far away from these convergence points as possible, and make camp. You can take yourself to a closer location, perhaps, make camp there, whatever you need to do. But clearly, you all need to at least take some sort of rest before you move on. I don't think you're going to get very far in your current condition.
Well,
let's say
I had to dispel the hut in order to actually talk with the general. Ah. So the hut is gone.
Okay, hut's gone.
Because they can't come in and I can't come out.
What say? I invite all of you once again into humble abode.
That sounds fantastic.
Can we
fantastic.
Get your new mansion?
Sorry, what was that?
You wouldn't know about that.
Sorry, right. We can get some more pocket tacos.
Yes.
So you are activating the hut or the magnificent mansion?
Well, are we going to do that here, or are we going to get closer to Rockreel, or tactically, what do we want to do here, location-wise?
It'd be nice to get off the volcano.
Right.
Well, it's a separate plane, so
yeah,
didn't really matter where we set the door,
I suppose.
Yeah. I'm going to use, while my arcane recovery could only recover 6th level, we recently leveled, so I'm going to use my 9th level spells to cast Magnificent Mansion.
Neat. Your mic is cutting out like crazy, man.
Okay.
You're doing Magnificent Mansion. We heard that. I'm just letting you know.
Yes. All right. Well, as you cast the Magnificent Mansion and you all make your way into Elric's Magnificent Mansion, we're actually going to call it for the night right there a little early today due to technical issues as well as a few personal things going on. So, sorry for the short episode tonight. Thank you for everyone who subbed. Yeah, that was
amazing.
That was like 10 subs?
We're up to 1303 now.
Hell so. Yeah. So 11 what? Subs. That was 11 incredible. Subs today. I love it. Yeah. Thank you all, whoever fantastic. Subbed. Thanks, Mom Lat and Dad Lat for making the HelloFresh subscription, for making Gwen pull a incredibly useless card from the deck of many things.
Yeah, you really disappointed
your parents. Unlimited ability to talk to plants once a day.
But
without using
I could do that all day long, yeah. Gwen.
Nature
I'm
cleric.
I'm gonna do anyways. Animals but this, right. Now they can talk back.
So
I mean, you don't have to waste a prepared spell for something neither druid RPE.
Exactly.
I mean, that's oh, yeah. Very cool.
But I'm actually thrilled about this card. Sorry, Thedonia.
All right. So, thank you all for joining us. Again, sorry for the quick episode, but we will catch you again next Tuesday at twitch.tv/ those natural ones and youtube.com/@thosenaturalones.
Where hopefully we won't roll a nat one stopping the planes from converging.
Have a fantastic night and week.